Hello there and welcome to episode 10 of Oars to Protect. Dundalk Bay stretches 16 kilometres from the Castletown River along the Cooley Peninsula in the north to Annagassan in the south. Part of the bay is protected as a Special Area of Conservation, or SAC, due to a number of habitats that are listed under the EU Habitats Directive, such as tidal mudflats, salt marshes, estuaries and perennial vegetation. New EU rules have now been signed into Irish law governing the fishing permitted in the Dundalk SAC. Fair Seas is one group welcoming the new fishing management measures. Let's find out some more about the group now from its campaign manager, Aoife O'Mahony.
Fair Seas is a coalition of environmental NGOs working together to campaign for more marine protected areas. This is the first time a coalition of this size with seven partners has come together on a national project, and we are campaigning for more marine protected areas. And a marine protected area is like a national park in the ocean. It's an opportunity for nature to restore and revitalize itself. It allows our ocean to restore and help us to combat climate change.
And what can Aoife tell us about these Special Areas of Conservation, or SACs, such as the one in Dundalk Bay?
Special areas of conservation have been identified because of a certain species or habitat that has been deemed scientifically important and vital for that habitat. So then with the special area of conservation, there are special rules and regulations that certain types of fishing equipment are not allowed to be used, certain activities are not allowed to be used, so that we can protect and allow these habitats or species to restore. So you can find out a lot more about this on the government websites, or if you want to find out more about marine protected areas, you can log on to our website at fairseas.ie.
And what kind of species in these areas need to be protected?
For example, along the east coast where you're based, this is an area that's rich in different habitats. So it's got the two cod spawning grounds, one of only two cod spawning grounds in the country. You'll find lots of different cetaceans. You've got harbour porpoises, minke whales. You've got elasmobranches such as spur dogs, thornback rays. You've got so many different birds with the rosé terns, the sandwich terns. You know, that our marine habitat is just gorgeous. We need to try and protect it as best we can.
So what is this coalition group and non-governmental organisation, Fair Seas, calling for so that these species can be protected?
At the moment in Ireland, we don't have any marine protected area legislation, so we don't have any effective management of our ocean. We are relying on European directives at the moment to conserve and restore our ocean environment. And I suppose what is really key for Ireland at the moment is to protect and restore our ocean. We know our ocean is under threat from different threats, such as overfishing, pollution, climate change. And what we need to do is give nature a chance to restore itself. We know that nature is really talented at bouncing back when given a chance. So we are campaigning, and Ireland has committed nationally and internationally to protecting 30% of its ocean by 2030. So what this means is that there are going to be certain areas of our ocean that we designate as a marine protected area, and we'll designate these areas because there are vital marine habitats in this area. There may be spawning grounds for fish stock. There may be cetaceans that use this area for feeding and foraging. So it's identifying these key rich areas of our ocean that are vital to our marine habitats and giving them a chance to thrive.
And is Ireland behind the EU curve when it comes to protecting our oceans?
Unfortunately, we are, and Europe has just given out to us about our current management of our SACs and SPAs. We have been lacking in this area, and there's a number of reasons for this. So we need to be hopeful about the future, and we need to be able to catch up. If you look at Ireland, the real map of Ireland, as you say, our ocean space is seven times the size of our land space. So we are a large island ocean nation in Europe, and we are one of the largest. So we have a responsibility to show leadership in this area, which we haven't done so far.
So what can be done now to improve the current situation?
We have the opportunity to change this, and the current government is working on the legislation, which is the starting point for this. And we really hope to see this in autumn coming through the Dáil, so that we can ensure that we can start this process to really, really begin to deliver on conservation and restoration of our ocean.
That's it for this week, but make sure to tune in again next Tuesday when Aoife will tell us more about what we can do to protect our oceans and our marine life. We'll also hear from Grace Carr from the Irish Wildlife Trust, who also works with the Fair Seas team, and will tell us some more about the Dundalk Bay Special Area of Conservation, And finally, don't forget today's episode is available as a podcast now on the LMFM website.